This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Deadly night in Philadelphia. Seven people were shot, five are dead in a mass attack.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says all they know at this point is that a person decided to leave their home and target individuals, shooting multiple people.
This male was wearing a bulletproof vest with multiple magazines in the vest. He also had a scanner and an AR-style rifle and a handgun underneath his body. He was taken into custody.
Taken into custody in an alley without incident. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
While you may like to ooh and ah over fireworks, your pet is likely not a fan.
It's the 4th of July, and that means fireworks. But for pets, especially dogs, the loud noises can be terrifying. Veterinarian Dr. Anne Hohenhaus is at New York City's Schwarzman Animal Medical Center.
Pick a quiet place in your house for your dog to be during the fireworks. So that might be the big walk-in closet with no windows. It could be an interior bathroom.
She says exercise your dog to make it exhausted so that during fireworks, the dog's already tired. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With the sweltering heat, emergency workers are busy. KEYE-TV reporter Betty Cross is in Austin.
The number of calls for help keeps going up, and July isn't expected to bring much relief.
We've certainly seen the uptick in the heat-related calls.
Captain Darren Nowak says all those calls take their toll on medics, but the most grueling are emergencies in parks and green belts.
Having to hike out in the green belt and then, you know, basically carry someone out of that environment.
Roger Federer is back at Wimbledon later today, but he's not competing. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
Federer is being honored at a short ceremony just before play begins. The Swiss national won 8 of his 20 Grand Slam singles championships on Wimbledon's grass courts. That's the most ever by a man, and it's a record Novak Djokovic will try to equal this year.
Israel launched its most intense military operation in the occupied West Bank in nearly two decades. BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell.
We know from the Palestinian Red Crescent now that it was about 500 Palestinian families that were allowed to leave the camp earlier, although some people told us that men and teenage boys were detained by Israeli soldiers, that they were kept behind. My colleagues still in Jenin say they've been seeing more Israeli military jeeps now heading towards the camp. That has raised expectation that there could be a night of intense fighting ahead.
Hong Kong police have accused 8 self-exiled pro-democracy activists of violating its harsh national security law. They've offered $127,000 rewards each for information leading to their arrests. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Monday, July 3rd, 2023. Todd Albaugh along with our producer and engineer. Here he is. Been a while. Mr. Aaron Zommers back on the board. Mr. Zommers, happy holiday weekend to you.
And to you as well. I'm certainly happy to be here on my holiday weekend.
As he says, that was sarcasm looking into the camera.
No, there was no sarcasm there.
So for those who might be regular listeners, we've had people ask, by the way, well, what happened to Aaron? What's going on, Mr. Zommers? It's all of this. I mean, the show changed time zones. And as it turns out, we found out for sure that Aaron Zommers is not an AI generated robot. He's a human being.
Or if I am, I'm a very poorly optimized one.
So he can't work 10, 12 hours a day. So he's doing the show in the morning with Pat Kreitlow and Stu Daniels, and then he does Town Call. And so we're trying to get the schedules worked out so that, we find somebody else in the afternoon for our show. And we're still working on that. But Mr. Zommers is kind enough to still stop by on occasion, like today, and still do our show. And we appreciate that. It feels like everything is back together, see?
Yeah, it's nice when we get to do this.
It really is. Any big plans? I know obviously we're both working a little bit today, but any plans for tomorrow?
Yeah, one of my friends from college, her family does a 4th of July party every year, and they invited us this year, so we're going to go check it out in Watertown.
Watertown? It's been a minute since I've been to Watertown.
The big city of Watertown. Yes. That was sarcastic.
My godsons used to run track meets in Watertown.
Oh, it's nice. It's just certainly not big.
Well, compared to Richland Center, it's a metropolis. Well, good. I'm still unpacking from the big move. My cousin Sue is in town. Appreciate her having her around and seeing her. So I think we're going to catch a brat and a beverage down at the terrace here in Madison on campus after the show. And then it's back to unpacking for Toddy. That's how I'm spending my 4th of July unpacking.
Yeah, I definitely still have some unpacking to do as well.
Yeah. Well, happy to have all of you along with us as well. A live show here. I know many of the shows are taking the day off, tape delay, nothing wrong with that. But we thought, what the heck, we'll be here. News is happening. We're going to bring you that the next couple of hours. And, of course, look for your phone calls as well. In this hour, we're going to talk about the deadly shooting that happened overnight in Baltimore, Maryland. And then, not really in response to that, but in a bit of sad irony, the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday, I believe it was, decided to accept a case. So they're going to be going back on gun control, and they're going to be looking at, should people who have domestic assault or domestic violence convictions now be allowed once again to have firearms? See, it wasn't enough that we are getting people shot right and left. It's not enough that Republicans don't want to enact sensible gun reform like red flag laws, particularly aimed at people who have domestic violence convictions. Now the U.S. Supreme Court says, you know what, why don't we look at that? Because if a guy beats up his wife, you know, why not? Let's give him his gun back.
You know, a disgruntled ex might call in a false red flag. You know, a disgruntled ex has been convicted. Like, they've been convicted to have beaten that person.
Right. That happens all the time. Not. So we'll discuss that a little bit. Also, we have a cut from Fox News. We do not play a lot of Fox News cuts here on this show, but we're going to today, as there was a discussion on Fox News over the weekend on Joe Biden. And one of the contributors or hosts on Fox News started listing off why Joe Biden is going to be pretty tough to beat in 2024. And here's my question. Why in heaven's name are Democrats not doing this right and left? Because it's a great list, by the way. We're going to play that cut for you and ask whether this should be Joe Biden's strategy, whether this should be the Democrats' strategy going into 2024. And also, as you can see behind me, if you're watching on the Zoom or Twitter or Facebook and every place else, we have a little video feed. We have a little red, white, and blue bunting for this 4th of July or Independence Day weekend. I know some folks have the day off. Many more have the day off tomorrow. We'll be taking your calls later on in the show, asking you, quite frankly, what does America mean to you in 2023? I know some people are not about wearing the red, white, and blue right now in light of some of these Supreme Court decisions and where we are at as a country. Some people choosing to wear dark colors over the 4th of July. I understand that. I appreciate it and will welcome your phone calls on that, but I am not one of those because I think we should continue to focus on the possibilities. When I see young people, when I listen to young people like Mr. Zomers and the Gen Zers, I see optimism and hope, and we have to keep making sure that we participate in democracy, especially at the voting booth. So I'm all about the red, white, and blue, and I think we should still celebrate it and celebrate the fact that 247 years ago, imperfect people, but yet well-intentioned people, put together this American experiment that, while not all perfect, still remains after 247 years. So we'll do a little celebration of Independence Day. We'll give Mr. Zomers the free reign of the board to bring in a little Independence Day music. So he'll be surprise us going in and out of breaks later on as we move through the show. And Mr. Zomers, we did not talk about this, but would you happen to have a holiday edition of Board Game in the Week in You later on, hour number two?
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
So there you go, right there. The show is happening as you listen in hour number two, a special holiday edition of Mr. Zomers' Board Game of the Week. Stay with us now. Talk about gun control. What happened in Baltimore? Take your phone calls as well. This is the July 3rd edition, live from the world headquarters of Civic Media in Madison, of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5 The Tap.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms later today, tonight, and into tomorrow. And one or two of those could be strong to severe, especially late this afternoon and tonight. Hail and wind will be the main threat. Otherwise, warm, partly cloudy, 91 today, 64 tonight, gradual clearing and cooler, 77 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so bright?
Welcome back to the Tallball Show at the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Zommers, what have you dialed up?
Well, this is Fergie singing the national anthem, well known as one of the worst renditions at any sports game. And I love it because of that. And I'll play a good one later to make up for it.
By the look on your face, you knew my reaction would be like, what the heck is he playing? But he did it just to get the reaction. Yeah, Fergie, I know if you're wrong with Fergie, but singing the national anthem, not her strong suit.
Yeah, not really.
All right, well, it'll only be up from here, the music, as the show continues, our special Independence Day edition of the Todd Allball Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 16 past the hour of 1 o'clock on a Monday, July 3rd. Also, I forgot to mention, under the You Had One Job, Todd headline, Luke Mathers, our Director of Operations, Executive Producer of all things Civic Media, told me right before we went on the air, we have some tickets for you coming up a little bit later on in the show. In hour number two, we are going to give away 6 Milwaukee Brewer tickets this Thursday. So 6 tickets on Thursday, and they're against the home against the Cubs. So, I mean, this is a big game. Division rival, our arch nemesis from Chicago in town. If you are a Milwaukee Brewers fan, or heavens forbid, a Cubbies fan, you're going to want to listen to hour number two. We're going to have 6 tickets for Thursday's game. It starts in the afternoon at 1:10, so you either got to take an extra holiday on Thursday in the afternoon, maybe get a little bit of the cough, sorry, I can't come in, or maybe you're retired and you could take the day off anyway. So 1:10, with nice though, if you're coming from places like Eau Claire or La Crosse or Hayward, Green Bay, Wausau, Richland Center, even Madison, you can get home probably before dark because the game starts at 1:10 in the afternoon on Thursday, taking on the Chicago Cubs. 6 tickets to that game with Milwaukee Brewers and the Cubs coming up in hour number two. Great seats, by the way. If you have not heard about this or been there before, these are club-level seats, meaning that you have kind of your own, once you go into the stadium, you have another area that you have to go through that only the club-level folks go through, a very special kind of VIP area. Go up a cool escalator just for that. Up there, you have your own concession stand just for the club level. The bathrooms are right outside the door. Seats have cushions and arms and very comfortable. On the third base side, you look right into the Milwaukee Brewers dugout. See every pitch, every bat right in front of you. Great view of the scoreboard. The entire stadium, if you ever thought, you look up and see the skyboxes and you see the seats right below the skyboxes, these are them, or these are those, whichever you prefer. We're going to give 6 of those tickets away for this Thursday coming up in hour number two. And don't forget, you can listen to Milwaukee Brewer Baseball all season long right here on Civic Media, especially if you're in the eastern part of the state on WISS, Oshkosh Air Support, the Big 1100 on the AM side. And on the FM side, 98.3. And also over in southwest Wisconsin, my home station, Richland Center, Wisconsin, WRCE. News from the center, AM 1450, FM 107.7. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Civic Media, courtesy of WRCE in Richland Center and WISS of Oshkosh all season long. Those 6 tickets being given away, that is, in hour number two. Want to talk a little bit right now about what happened overnight. According to Axios, Within the hour, a mass shooting at a Baltimore block party early Sunday morning left two people dead and at least 28 with gunshot wounds, according to police and city officials. Here is the latest now. The ages of those shot ranged from 13 to 32 years old. And some of the 15 of the injured victims hurt were younger than 18, according to Baltimore Police Department. No arrests have been made at this hour, according to Acting Police Commissioner Richard Worley, who just took the helm in June, said it's not clear if the victims were targeted. Killed were 18-year-old Alaya Gonzalez, a female, and 20-year-old Kylas Fabby, a male. Those who survived, traumatized, were identified as two 13-year-olds, one 14-year-old, three 15-year-olds, five 16-year-olds, four 17-year-olds, five 18-year-olds, three 19-year-olds, and one each who were 20, 22, 23, 31, and 32. Majority kids. Kids being slaughtered, shot like target practice in Baltimore over the weekend. Police still searching for the suspects. And quote, we know for sure there are more than one. But officers were still trying to determine how many, according to the police chief. Police said they started receiving 911 calls at 12:31 a.m. on Sunday. Arrived to find an 18-year-old woman dead at the scene. Big picture, there have been more mass shootings in the U.S. so far this year than days, according to the Gun Violence Archive. As of Sunday morning, there have been three mass shootings in July in Baltimore alone, in Wichita, Kansas, and in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pardon me, I read that wrong. As of Sunday morning, there have been three mass shootings in July. So here we are, the 3rd of July. There have been three mass shootings, one in Baltimore, in Wichita, Kansas, and in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I know I keep bringing this up, and some people might not appreciate it or enjoy it. And we're not going to spend the whole hour on this. But I keep asking, when are our elected officials going to act? And again, for those of you across the state who might not have been familiar with this program when it was only in kind of the western part of the state until about 3 weeks ago, for those that might be new to me, I'm not some sort of, you know, get rid of all the guns kind of guy. I'm a Second Amendment supporter. I own firearms. Hunted deer with gun for a long time, really don't do it much anymore. Still hunt turkey and pheasant occasionally. Have a .30-06, a .22. 12-gauge shotgun. I'm not a let's get rid of all the guns kind of person. Here's what I am. Having thoughtful gun legislation that gets the hands out of the worst people makes it easier to stop mentally ill people from buying guns. And for heaven's sake, who in the world needs to have an AR-15? Especially to go deer hunting or any other kind of hunting with the animal, because it destroys the meat. We need to have reasonable gun reform in this country. Something needs to be done. And yet Republicans in Congress and in Wisconsin continue not to act. What do you think? 844-967-2789. About time to have reasonable gun reforms? And oh, by the way, we're going to get into this in just a minute. Not really a response. But this came out on Friday. Might have missed it as the start of the holiday weekend. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, great story by Melissa Quinn. Pardon me, this is from CBS News, Melissa Quinn. Supreme Court takes up case over gun ban for those under domestic violence restraining orders. In other words, there's a case that the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, has decided to hear of whether or not people who are under domestic violence restraining orders should now be allowed to have their firearms. Currently, the law, I believe, in most states is if you are under a restraining order, the person seeking the restraining order can ask the judge to have law enforcement take any weapons that that person has while they have the restraining order on them. Republicans trying to push this case to the Supreme Court to say, if you got a restraining order, what harm could it hurt? Keep your gun. You agree with that? I think it's atrocious. I think if you're under a restraining order for assault, you shouldn't have any kind of gun. Period. 844-967-2789. What do you think? 844-967-2789. We'll make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. P-A-R-T-Y. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for listening to this Independence Day edition of the show. What say you?
Hi. I'm not a big fan of guns, although I think that people should be able to do what they like. And I think that there is some a window for guns or gun owners. But to the question, when are we going to stop? It will stop when the shooting will happen in the private closed boarding school, when the rich white kids going to start dying. Then it's going to happen. Same thing with the opiate crisis. Only when rich white kids start ODing, the country all of a sudden understood that, we need to do something about it.
Karina, I tend to agree with... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you that my thinking of what can we do. I think Homeland Security should take it over the gun sale of it and contract with the owner and give them a time to either get rid of their stock or have a contract like a military contract. When you are a military and you're a private military, you have a contract with the government. And this is how it's supposed to be. It cannot be that you can buy, use, and I mean, it is ridiculous talking about on the basis of that they cutting off the mental health problems more and more and more. And as soon we have a shooting, they blaming crazy people. Well, you know what? Let's put the mental problems in. Let's open asylums again so we don't have crazy people making more crazy people, because it's actually genetic and everybody knows it. So and make our society a little bit more safe for our future generation.
Karina,
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. I appreciate you calling in. Karina from Milwaukee, always great to hear from you. I tend to agree with you, but correct me if I'm wrong. I've lost track since there's so many, but wasn't one of the shootings down in Nashville or in Tennessee down there, wasn't that at a private Christian school?
Yes, it was a private Christian school.
Right.
It's not high enough. It's not high enough.
And then you had in Wisconsin, you had my brain's belying me here. I'm not remember the guy's name, Republican who was on the Joint Finance Committee, and his daughter herself was an opioid user, and he ended up doing legislation until it affects him. I tend to agree with you, Karina, so we'll discuss this when we come back. Also, the Supreme Court taking up this case on having guns for domestic violence restraining order folks. 844-967-2789. Take your calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. A mass shooting in Southwest Philadelphia. 7 were shot, 5 of them died. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw.
We have absolutely no idea why this happened. Like I said, we have this person in custody. We're doing what we can to positively identify this person. I can't tell you at this point if we've had previous contact with this individual or not.
Fireworks may be fun for humans, but scary for dogs. Miranda Workman is with the ASPCA.
They actually want to play some music, white noise, a fan, something to make sure that there is ambient noise within the home that might drown out some of that exterior sound.
It is broiling in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dr. Jay Coates with a reminder, don't go barefoot.
What we've already seen, too, in the last couple of days are people think they can make it across the asphalt barefoot, and they wind up burning off the bottoms of their feet.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:33 on the time and temperature sign. Mr. Zomer is dialing up the infamous Whitney Houston. I was actually alive, and while I wasn't at the game, it wasn't at the Super Bowl, but I remember watching that for the first time, Whitney Houston performing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. It became, really, for many years, the standard, and in some ways it still is, to sing the national anthem. And we ended up at WRCO, now owned by Civic Media in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE, our owner, Ron Fruit, actually ended up using that song, because I know this will seem foreign to a lot of younger people, but there was a day not very long ago where small hometown independent radio stations would sign off and sign on. So at midnight, Monday through Friday, you would sign off right after the CBS News at like 12:08. And so you would end the broadcast day and you'd play the Star Spangled Banner national anthem to end the day. And then you would turn off the transmitter and it'd just be nothing. And then Phil Nee would come in usually at, you know, 4:30 in the morning and turn on the transmitter at, you know, 3 minutes before 5 o'clock. And the first thing you do is play the Star Spangled Banner. And you'd say this begins our broadcast day. So the day ended and began with that. And we used that song, or that rendition, for years and years.
Well, that's a great one to use.
Yeah, it is. It's what's your opinion, Mrs. Albers? Because I tend to be a traditionalist. I like Whitney Houston sings it. I call it straight. In other words, there's not a lot of extra pauses, or she doesn't, you know, spice it up. She just belts it the way it was pretty much written. That's where I like my Star Spangled Banner. How about you?
The Star Spangled Banner is hard enough to sing,
right?
Without that, I am of the opinion that it is an awful national anthem. It
really?
Is a great song.
Okay.
It has become emblematic, but it has such a huge range. It has some hard leaps, and something like God Save the Queen or whatever, as boring as it is to listen to, in my opinion, is at least easy for everyone to sing. Whereas this one, not everyone can sing that. And so it becomes like a spectator sport.
I think, well, I get what you're saying. And we both have been in high school jazz bands and choirs and things. So you're speaking from experience. I'm of the opinion that part of this is the key that, I mean, when Mike LaCrone and I think, who's the conductor now? The Wisconsin band, but they had it in a key that was more singable, so I appreciated that. Dr. Pompey, Corey Pompey, is the conductor now of the UW marching band. But for 50 years, I think they still use the same rendition, the same key. So I don't disagree necessarily with Mr. Zomers on the Star Spangled Banner being difficult to sing or perform. But I think in part it's the key that you use. Because I don't know what key that the UW Marching Band plays it in, but I can sing it most keys or most notes in that key.
Yeah, it absolutely makes a huge difference.
Yeah. So anyway, if you have thoughts on the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, or if you want to talk about gun control, that's what we're talking about this hour after this Baltimore shooting over the weekend and Sunday. Two people dead, 28 others injured. And now the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday said it's going to take up a case on whether a 30-year-old federal law that prohibits people from under domestic violence restraining orders from possessing guns, whether that violates the Second Amendment. They'll take up the case that will test the High Court's new standard for determining whether firearm restrictions pass constitutional muster. Case is being brought by a Texas man who was indicted by a federal grand jury for violating the 1994 law that prohibits gun ownership by a person subject to domestic violence restraining orders. The man, Zaki Rami, was under a restraining order granted to his former girlfriend in February of 2020 when he threatened another woman with a gun and was involved in a series of five shootings from December of 2020 until January of 2020. That's 2 months involved in five shootings. And says, you know, no, I should have had my gun back. I mean, that's ludicrous. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Appreciate you being with us on this Independence Day edition of the show. Let's keep it here in Madison. And let's go to Tom in Madison. Thanks for listening to us on a Monday, Tom. What say you?
Yes. The banner is a favorite subject of mine because I'm a folk singer and I do it from time to time. More as a ballad, you know.
Sure.
Francis Scott Key was actually a hostage on board an English ship when he saw this happen. He was going to go free his buddy, who was also a lawyer being held hostage. And the source of the song, the melody, is a tune called To Anacreon in Heaven. And it's from the Royal Anacreon Society, a colonial era, basically drinking club. They were all about poetry, wine, and song. And so if you look
how
up...
How can you go wrong with that?
To Anacreon in Heaven, yeah. The Myrtle of Venus and Bacchus's Vine is the last part of that. So definitely check that out.
This is exactly why I love doing this program every day, because I get up and I never know what we're going to encounter on that show. This is why I love our listeners. Tom, this is fantastic. It's exactly what we want. Some actual historical facts here on the Star Spangled Banner. I knew it, of course, was written by Francis Scott Key. I knew it was on a battle like this. I did not know it involved, wine and poetry.
Yeah, it's a definitely cool thing. It is a bugger to sing, though. It
right?
is, and if you just slow it down, take all the hysterical notes out of it, right, and just sing it like a ballad, it's okay.
I agree. It's a beautiful. Thank
happy
you.
Happy 4th of July, guys.
Happy Independence Day and happy 4th, Tom. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. That's a great call right there, Mr. Zomer. See?
Yeah, I do remember learning that a while ago, but I had completely forgotten about it. And I didn't know the name of it. I just knew generally it was part of some kind of club.
All right. I love history like that. I love the story behind the song. Geez, maybe we should do a show called VHS or VHS or V. What was it, the show? VHS One Storytellers? Was that what it was for a long time? It was MTV, and then it was...
VH1?
VH1 Storytellers, I think. Yeah, that was that what it used to be. Anyway, if you'd like to call in on the National Anthem, if you'd like to call in on gun control, the Supreme Court case, always glad to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'll welcome your phone calls across the state of Wisconsin. Make it easy for you. 844-96, and then spell out PARTY. PARTY on your phone. One of our favorite callers up there in the sack. Let's go to Mark in the sack. Happy Independence Day, sir. What say you?
Yeah, thanks, brothers. And I did know it was sent to a drinking song. I didn't know specifically which one. And amazing how it's set to a pagan drinking song, and some of our Christian brothers and sisters would
right
that might take offense to that. I can remember the debate whether we should change the national anthem back from when I was in sixth grade, sort of in circa 1969-70, I guess, that people would say, well, maybe it should be America the Beautiful rather than the national anthem, because the national anthem was sounding a little bit too militaristic, that I always thought it was kind of defensive back then, in terms of defense then,
right,
rather than overtly militaristic. But I mean, if you get to later verses, it certainly is.
Mm.
But I find it amazing that the Supreme Court is upholding supposedly free speech and free expression, where there's words I can't say when I'm expressing myself over what I think of the Supreme Court these days, using my full vocabulary.
Right.
Because isn't that an abridgment of free speech? Because you hear that language in everyday parlance. The only place you don't hear it is on television. Or on the radio, broadcast radio. It's ridiculous. That because sometimes it is appropriate to use those words, and it adds emphasis to it. I've heard in the past where some of those words are perfectly acceptable Anglo-Saxon words, but when the Normans took over England and usurped the language, that they kind of said, well, that's too crude to be using that kind of language anymore, so we're not going to do it. But it is kind of remarkable that you could push that, considering they used a fake case to bring this case, the recent discrimination case against, it's my free speech, so I can't be forced to serve people as customers. Well, then you could say, well, because there are some sects now that still consider it a sex, S-E-D-T-S, DJ, if you're listening, that I still object to interracial marriage, misogyny, any kind of mixing of the races at all, they still object to. So we got to go that far? I don't think so. But it is just for the elections board. Let's face it, Megan Wolf she has not been nominated. That you have to obey the letter of the law. You Republicans are the guys who wrote the letter of the law in this case, and the letter of the law says there's got to be a 2/3 vote of the membership voting in the affirmative to put a nomination forward, and you can't get around that. I mean, the Supreme Court can't go forward now and say, well, that's unconstitutional for us to do that. Well, then the law itself is unconstitutional, and the governor isn't certainly going to sign any new legislation on that at this point in time, unless it's restoring, the independent justices, retired judges we used to have.
Mm-hmm. A lot of great points, Mark. I'd like to focus on the one you
thank
brought
you,
up.
Brothers.
No, thank you. Appreciate it, Mark. Really appreciate the call. Happy Independence Day to you. Always great to have you on the air. A lot to cover there. I think I'm just going to focus on the free speech part. I think Mark is absolutely right. It is less or more than ironic that when the Supreme Court's ruling, well, you know, there has to be free speech and all this and that. Let me make clear. I'm all for free speech. But it's the irony, right? Like Mark's saying about, you know, there are certain words you can't say on the radio and on TV, a broadcast radio, broadcast TV. And that's fine. I mean, I don't think we need little kids hearing F-bombs when you turn on the radio. But I do find it fascinating that the Supreme Court continues to just take on things that have been settled law for years, whether it's women's rights, you know, whether the Supreme Court spoke on marriage equality and on gay rights. And now, late last week, took on a case, as it turns out, over the weekend. And if you're listening to Town Call earlier with William Walters and Luke Mathers, you heard this great discussion. The Supreme Court case over this cake that, or the website thing, or the wedding, the gay wedding. It turns out that the plaintiffs were made up. One of the plaintiffs is someone who's married to a woman for like 15 years. Completely made up.
Someone who's married to a woman and also is a website designer,
oh, right.
And therefore
thank you.
Would not even need to use 303 Creative.
Thank you. And so the Supreme Court took this made-up case and overturned and took away equal rights for some people on a made-up case, which makes me wonder whether this whole case in the Supreme Court over whether or not people that have domestic violence restraining orders should still have their guns, if that's maybe, where do we have to now basically investigate every single case before the Supreme Court to make sure it's not made up? I would have thought with all the law clerks in the Supreme Court that this wouldn't even have to be thought about. Never thought I'd see the day where the U.S. Supreme Court would overturn people's rights based upon a made-up case. You can say, well, Todd, it's not made up. It happens all the time. It might. There might be people out here that don't want to make a website for a gay couple. But then it's incumbent that those real people bring a real case to the Supreme Court. And if they don't want to, that means it doesn't bother them enough to bring the case. But we just got done taking away rights from gay people on Friday. We just got done overturning the student loan debt. We just got done, well, earlier last year, about a year ago, telling women they no longer have control over their bodies. We continue to take rights away from people. And hypocrisy remains. We're going to come back with a guy who's not a hypocrite. Been a while since we talked to him, our friend Jeff Perry. After the break, this is the Town Hall Ball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Oh, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms later today, tonight, and into tomorrow. And one or two of those could be strong to severe, especially late this afternoon and tonight. Hail and wind will be the main threat. Otherwise, warm, partly cloudy, 91 today, 64 tonight, gradual clearing and cooler, 77 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. This feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing.
Ring, ring. Welcome ring, back ring, to the Town Hall Ball Show ring, on the Civic Media Radio Network, our Independence Day edition. It is Monday, July 3rd, 2023. We are live with you on the air, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, is picking out one of my favorite tunes that we discovered together over the past 8 months or so, Banana Phone. It's a great song.
Yeah, and I figured as long as we have one of our friends of the show on the line.
Absolutely. Let's bring him on, our good friend Jeff Perry. Been a while since we talked to him. Mr. Perry, happy Independence Day to you, sir.
As well to you, and I can't tell you how happy I am to hear Banana Phone, which as we're talking about national anthems, that is actually the national anthem of Belgium.
It's not. Wouldn't that be great if it were?
It would. Maybe we should do that for ours.
I don't know that it's not.
And the national anthem of the Netherlands is the Eagle Song Desperado. So, a little trivia for you here.
Always good to get the in the know.
This bit of trivia, though, actually is true. If it wasn't official, one of the songs that some of the founding fathers, I believe, including Ben Franklin, wanted to be the national anthem was Yankee Doodle.
Really?
It was a big deal at the time. And I believe it is still the state song or one of the states like Connecticut or something.
Oh, really?
But Yankee Doodle was
think,
was
think how different our country would be if Yankee Doodle Dandy was our national anthem and the turkey was our bird. Right?
If somebody wins at the Olympics and they play Yankee Doodle,
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Da, 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 da. I mean, that'd be fantastic.
Ethel Merman, the whole thing.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Your Ethel Merman impression is better than mine.
Well, thank you. I try. So, nothing else to do at night.
I hope you're having a good holiday weekend.
We are.
I
am. Any big plans for the weekend?
Last night I got into my first bar fight. That was interesting.
Really?
Never done that before.
How'd that turn out?
You should have seen the other guy. Isn't that what they
say? Well, I'm glad you're well enough to talk. Did your child have put like a cold steak in your eye or something?
But thankfully it didn't affect my thankfully for all your listeners it didn't affect my vocal cords at all.
Well, fantastic.
So talking about the Supreme Court, the whole case of the gay rights website case just boggles my mind. Not that it was a surprise, I guess, that they ruled that way, but you know, so I was thinking about this over the weekend. And so let's say Clarence Thomas goes into a Washington, D.C. restaurant.
Right.
And the proprietor is a staunch liberal and doesn't like Clarence Thomas. So they're not going to say, "Your money is no good here, sir," and refuse him service, right?
Right.
They're going to let him eat there.
Yeah.
But, you know, somebody in the kitchen might spit in his clam chowder, but they're going to let him eat there.
Right.
And I don't understand, you know, I really don't understand that ruling, how you can, like, you know, you can be in business and then because you supposedly have a religious conviction, then you can refuse service to certain people. Just boggles my mind. And I saw a meme over the weekend that somebody had posted where it was like, you know, the Back to the Future movie. Uh-huh. And it was like, who's going to drive the DeLorean? Because we're going back to the 1950s. And I would say that let's take it back 100 more years. How about the 1850s, where pretty soon, you know, there's, you know, we're going to be, workers will have no rights. Rich people will pay no taxes. Right. Women and minorities will be second-class citizens and will be having gunfights at the OK Corral. I think all that's right. Pretty much where we're headed, Todd.
Well, I think you bring up a great point. And that is, I mean, let's just suppose that you've got your local 7-Eleven or convenience store owned by a Muslim person. And they just say, you know what? We're not going to serve Christians. Can't pump any gas here. You can't get your Hostess Twinkies. You can't get your bottle of water. If you come in wearing a cross, forget it. You're out. I mean, people would be enraged, and rightly so. And yet, the Supreme Court basically says this in reverse, right? That if you're a person of Christian faith, you can simply deny people service based on your personal religious values. And I guess even more so to me, Jeff, is the fact that this case is a completely made-up case, as it turns out. That the plaintiffs aren't even real. It wasn't a gay couple that brought this. It was a fictional couple, one of which is happily married to a woman and has a website company. And never heard about this until the case came up. I mean, it's
absolutely unreal.
It's bizarre. And that's where this Supreme Court has just gotten absolutely out of control. I mean, as President Biden said, this is not a usual court. You know, it's not a usual court.
that's one way to put it.
And then you got guys like Chris Christie going on the news this weekend saying, well, just because they didn't get the ruling they wanted, they say it's a bad court. No, 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 Governor Christie. It's because the plaintiffs were made up. He was a federal prosecutor. I bet you Chris Christie, as much as I may disagree with a lot of his politics, I bet you he never made up a case when he went into the courtroom. I bet he never did that.
And this is the party who refused to, you know, hold hearings on a nominee that President Obama made, you know, so I don't think that they're really all that crazy about following the rules. So, you know, made up plaintiff, I bet that doesn't matter too much to them.
Yeah. About 45 seconds left here. A minute and a half left here, Mr. Perry. Any other big plans for the 4th of July or any other things on your mind?
Going to take a little trip with the family.
I wasn't sure whether you were going to the mushroom store or what kind of a trip it was, but all right, go ahead. Going with the family. Okay, where are you going?
Of course. And so, you know, you're going to do some camping and get back to nature.
Oh,
and
nice.
And that'll be fun. So we'll see how many mosquito bites and things I have by the end of that. Going to go way, way, way up north.
Now, I listened to As Goes Wisconsin last week, and Kristen Bry had on a woman talking about DEET. And apparently, you don't see, I'm somebody who, like, if I'm going out there, like you say, like in the deep woods, I'm getting the deep woods off like as high as DEET as I can. And she said once it's over 30%, it's just overkill. I mean, you know, it's not going to affect one way or the other. So if you get like 30% DEET, you're fine.
I did not know that. And I've been doing like, you know, I've been putting like, you know, having deep flavored ice cream and stuff. I've been way overdoing it.
So wouldn't that be great if there were deep? No, it wouldn't be great, actually, but
just bathe in it.
just bathe in the DEET. All right, well, protect yourself at all costs, Mr. Perry. Great to have you in. Happy Independence Day to you and your family.
And to you and Aaron. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Come back with more of your calls on the second half of hour number two. Also talk about Bidenomics. Why aren't they talking about this more on the Democratic side? And more. Hour two straight ahead of the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.